Let's take a look now at the remaining two games, the Eagles' upcoming schedule, presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster. For the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets, visit NFLTicketExchange.com. Home sweet home for the Eagles here, Mike, with the Raiders and the Cowboys. Couple of numbers that you want you to digest here. Eagles 6-0 at home this year.
Yes.
Five of those wins have been by double digits. This is a real home field advantage.
Well, and I think that's what's going to be great about going into January and playing that. Hopefully, they'll have home field advantage throughout. And I don't think teams are going to be comfortable coming here playing. I think it's a great advantage. And you mentioned this before we got on the air, that you don't get to this position too often.
Yeah.
12-2, possible home field advantage throughout the playoffs. It's a beautiful place to be.
It really is. And the Eagles finishing up this regular season against two of the more disappointing teams in the NFL, two teams that many thought had a chance to meet in the Super Bowl, the Raiders 6-8, the Cowboys still with a chance, but a lot of things have to happen. So we'll talk about the Cowboys next week. That is our look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule presented by NFL Ticket Exchange. Now we want to take a look, our first look, at the Oakland Raiders presented by Whip Flea. A 6-8 record. Jack Del Rio's team really struggling here, Mike.
Yep.
And I don't know. I didn't really buy into this was going to be a Super Bowl team, but I certainly didn't think that the offense for the Raiders with Derek Carr, quarterback, signing Marshawn Lynch, weapons with Crabtree and Amari Cooper at wide receiver, didn't think it was going to sink to this level.
Yeah, but and I don't know what happened to them, but I know it's not going to be any better now. They lost their left tackle, and he's one of the best left tackles, Penn.
Yep.
One of the best left tackles in the game. They lost him, so it's not going to get any better. For whatever reason, they just don't score points. I think Carr is going to be another quick trigger guy, and you'll see that. He gets the ball out quickly, but they're just not real productive.
Mike, is it coordinators? Is it gameplay? Is it coaching? I mean, if you lose coordinators, does it really change kind of the dynamic of everything for an offense?
Absolutely. You have to have guys that can look at defenses and design things to attack defenses. And I think that's one of the best things that the Eagles have going for them. They've got guys that design plays that win, that they're designed to get guys open, and they get guys open. That's why I feel so comfortable with Nick Foles in at quarterback now, because the design of the plays to attack defenses, it's already there.
Mm-hmm.
So all he really has to do is make good reads, make smart decisions, and get the ball where it needs to go. The design is such a big part of being successful offensively.
So four touchdown passes last week didn't necessarily surprise you?
Not at all. Well, I know Nick can play the game. Nick's a talented football player. He's won now 21 games in this league as a starter. The guy can play the game. He's just been in unfortunate situations over the past couple of years. Now he's in a good place, and the Eagles are fortunate that he's here.
The last time Nick Foles started for the Eagles against the Raiders, of course, 2013, and he threw 7 touchdown passes. Now he goes against a Raiders secondary that's given up 9 touchdown passes of 20-plus yards. That's 24th in the NFL.
Yeah.
The Raiders giving up a 102.6 passer rating to opposing QBs. That's 31st in the league. Raiders giving up a 69% completion percentage. That is dead last in the league. And on pass plays of 20-plus, opposing quarterbacks 19 of 43, 8 touchdowns, a 130.6 rating. That is worst in the league. So we talk about the offense struggling. This Raiders defense has lost its teeth.
Yeah, but I like to look at where they're good. They still have Khalil Mack, defensive player of the year last year. They still have Navarro Bowman in the middle, a little long in the tooth, but he's still a very good football player. Bruce Irvin, the outside. So those guys coming off the edge, Bruce Irvin coming off one side, Mack coming off the other side, and sometimes they're lining up on the same side. That's where they're strong, and that's where the Eagles have to have good protection up front. They like to stunt a lot up front. And, you've seen in the past where Vitae has struggled when they're having all these stunts in his face and just keeping his balance and getting the right guy and picking up the stunts. Teams see that, and I know that the Raiders are going to try and hit you right there. So I understand they're giving up a lot in the passing game. You know, David Amerson, the left cornerback, just not very good. Mm-hmm. You know, I watch him play technique-wise, he's just not very good. I think the receivers will have some opportunities to make some plays. The key is going to be protection up front.
Mike, has Vaitai gotten better this year at left tackle? Are you concerned about Vaitai?
Vaitai, I know, can play the game, but there are certain matchups that may favor the other side. And the stunt game in particular is an area where he has to have a lot more work.
Okay. And if the Raiders, which they did on Sunday night, moving Khalil Mack back and forth,
they will.
They'll move him over Vaitai rather than the Pro Bowler Lane Johnson at right tackle.
Well, they can't always hide him or put him over there.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they do, then the Eagles will counter with giving him help.
Yeah.
But they will move him around. He's on the open-ended side, and he's on the tight-end side because they like to have him in different spots.
The Eagles offense, some numbers here in the red zone, really remarkable. Eagles quarterbacks, 27 touchdown passes, zero interceptions in the red zone. If you're looking for a key to 12-2,
yeah,
that's got to be really near the top.
Well, and they've been so good on third downs, Dave, keeping drives alive. But in the red zone, they're one of the best teams. I think they're the best scoring team in the red zone at almost 70% touchdowns in the National Football League. And when you can score, and especially when, you know, as many times as they're able to extend drives, get into the red zone, you can score touchdowns in the red zone.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can get to 12-2 that way.
And that is where the Eagles are as they get ready for Christmas night, Monday Night Football, a chance to clinch home field advantage throughout these NFC playoffs. A lot at stake for the Eagles in this one. That is our first look at the Oakland Raiders presented by Whip Flea.